Citrus is a major industry for the Riverland and our economy, and growers rely really heavily on seasonal workers to make sure the crop comes off the trees in a good speed and good time. But travel restrictions have played a bit of havoc with the seasonal workforce, making it a little bit hard to get the workers in, and also forcing the industry to explore other options to get their workforce in. There is some talk of a quarantine facility for seasonal workers right here in the Riverland. Mark Dakey is the chairman of Citrus SA. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Matt. How you going?
Great, thank you. Well, what are your thoughts on this particular plan that's been put forward?
Well, our preferred option is a travel bubble with the islands where the labour is sourced from. We've been saying for 6 weeks already that the preferred option is that. The risk from COVID from those guys is virtually nil. They haven't had a case for 300 days, especially like in Fiji. And that's what we've been calling for. Quarantining in the Riverland would be our second option, or quarantining on the Riverland would be our third option, and quarantining on farm would be our second option.
Why is the travel bubble your first option?
Well, with a travel bubble, the people just come straight into the Riverland. There's no need to quarantine because they're recognised as being COVID-free, recognised as having no risk. And also the grower doesn't have to pay the 2 weeks quarantine costs.
What have your conversations been with state and federal governments? Have they been interested in your ideas, or have they been pushing forward on the idea of a quarantine instead?
Well, we've put that idea front all the time to the state government. We actually haven't spent too much time talking to the feds, but the state government has taken it on board. And I think a decision is imminent any day. You know, the sooner the better, because the oranges are approaching maturity in some instances for about a month's time or even less.
Mm. If we can't come to some sort of resolution, what does the harvest look like for growers?
Well, luckily with citrus, got a few weeks to get it off, so it doesn't have to be picked on the day. Like stone fruit has to be picked on the day or the next day, or it's over mature, but citrus, at least you've got a few week window to get it off. But worst case, we won't be picking fruit.